welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that is weird but helpful.
Just like it's helpful.
Us in real life. I'm Carrie Jones. I'm an internationally best-selling novelist and reporter, and now a podcaster. And with me, as always, is my husband, Sean Kelly Farrar. What are you, Shawnee?
A man with three names, apparently.
And that means you're going to be a murderer soon, probably.
Oh, that's right.
But every podcast, we do a random thought, and then we give you a little life help. Maybe.
Usually based on a dog's advice.
And then a dog tip, right. And it's all meant to be good happiness, man.
Just fun.
So chill back, relax, and maybe you'll learn something.
Or maybe you'll laugh.
Or maybe even both. Podcast is late.
Our it dog is a little late.
Trying to go in and out and in and out of the office, and there's a clicky click of her little puppy feet.
She walks so much quieter than Sparty, though. Have you noticed that?
She's a bit more quiet.
Like, she can actually sneak up on you if you're not paying attention.
Which is terrifying.
She's got her little feet. He's got those big old honking hog feet. His cloven
hog feet.
His cloven hooves.
Our boy does not he is not a devil dog.
No, he's a pig.
He's not a pig.
Hogs have cloven
he's not
hooves.
A hog. He has big paws.
Clunk, clunk, clunk.
Devil dogs are a good snack.
Hell yeah, they are.
Yeah, man. Full of chemicals. So bad for you.
One of my good buddies when I was a late teenager, young adult, his stepfather turned me on to devil dogs, and he used to eat them every Sunday for breakfast.
That was his thing?
Yeah.
Like Sundays?
Yeah.
That's weird.
He was a bigger Italian guy, you know.
He liked his devil dogs.
Well, I think he...
Oh, no. Cat.
He was of the mindset that food is for enjoyment, and it doesn't matter about health or fitness or anything. He wasn't that huge. He was just... a little belly.
A little belly.
Yeah.
A devil dog belly. What? So, you know what he reminds me of? He reminds me of our random thought.
Oh, really?
And our random thought is all about old farts. Who
old
have
farts.
Wisdom, right?
Oh, like, I thought you meant old farts.
No, not old farts in your house smelling up your living room.
Yeah.
And your kitchen. And the bathroom. And the pantry. Uh-huh. And the office, if you're Sean. No. That or a Sparky dog. But old farts who are actually old people, right?
Yeah.
So these two old guys have proclaimed themselves old farts. And they hang out in Savannah, Georgia in the summer.
Yeah.
I mean winter, right? So they're snowbirds, old farts. And they have set up a table in this park that promotes, quote, dubious free advice.
Dubious free advice. At least they're honest with their advertising.
and they have, they say things like, the truth is out there, just not here. And like, they're both from Chicago and they're both retired, so that's why they go to Savannah.
Yeah.
And last year they would just sit in lawn chairs, right, smoking their cigars and talking to people, right? And now this year they're like, let's make it bigger. And so they have like a little table, a little sign.
Nice.
And they also have a chair. WSB-TV News says that.
For guests?
Yes. They have them quoted saying.
For patients.
No, not. It's, this year we've got our guest old fart chair there. And we brought that because last year we had so many people say, oh, my husband needs to be over there. Or I should be there. We said, okay, great. Here's the guest old fart chair. Go ahead and sit down, said one of the men, whose name is Kevin Schatzberger, right? And then the other guy, Raz Jenkins, who has an awesome name, said, the hardest part of that is getting that old fart up out of that chair. It's a camp chair, so you kind of get locked in.
That's hilarious.
So they told the news station that they do it to promote positivity.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
That's
I think
awesome.
We need to make old fart chairs in our town green in the summer.
Oh, wow. But we're not old farts.
Well, we could.
Who are we going to
We're old farts if you're five or eight or something.
That's true.
I mean, it's age.
But then you just look like a weirdo if you're talking to kids all day.
I didn't mean it. No. I just meant that age is subjective, you know? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Age is subjective.
Yeah. So, there. I think it would be kind of fun. I would like to have an old fart chair.
Well, you already have a similar idea on the front burner for this summer, baby.
I do.
Yeah, porch talks.
Oh, yeah, we were going to have porch talks this summer. I totally forgot already.
Yeah.
Dude, that was a brilliant idea.
Strangers over at our house.
Do you think that everybody who listens to this podcast thinks we're stoned?
Well, God, I hope not.
I just realized that
we usually don't do it in the evening when it's possible.
No, it's legal in Maine. But we actually aren't. This is just our normal selves.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are our normal voices and our normal old fart attitudes.
We're not old farts.
And our weird brands. You're afraid of that. You're afraid of that label.
No, I'm not.
You are, man.
I hope I live long enough to be consider myself an old fart and sit out in the park in the summertime and give out good advice.
It's kind of funny. Like, who would call themselves an old fart? I mean, farts are stinky.
Yeah.
They hang around a long time, I guess. Like,
they smell. Well, that's the difference there is farts don't. I mean, unless it's a Sparty fart, they don't hang around that long.
They make or people an Emily leave fart. The room.
They last pretty long, but.
Don't say that. Fart clears the room, and yet they're using fart as branding. They're taking that.
But they didn't come up with the term.
No, but they're taking it and using it as a, hey, come approach me. I'm an old fart. Mm-hmm. It's just like such a twist, man. Such a twist of weird. All right, whatever. So,
I don't feel that dog's in for life, babe.
No, it's not dog's in for lifetime. Oh my gosh.
What is this you have on your screen?
I'm going to tell you in a hot second. Okay. But first, let me tell everybody else that this week we are venturing away from the world of self-development.
Thank you, Lord. Oh,
You're such a dick.
I didn't mean that. That just flew out of my mouth. I'm sorry. I had no chance to stop it.
Wow.
That was a, what do you call that, like a base reaction?
I'm just so upset with you.
It's right like now. When I see you at night and I'm like, damn, you're sexy.
Oh,
I can't
my God.
Help myself.
Because it's the nighttime truth comes and it's out. All dark.
The truth is out there. Once it leaves my mouth.
You know, I did that same thing. I did that same thing at a school board meeting this week.
Yeah.
Because I have public comment and I was the only member of the public
You
there.
Commented?
No!
Oh.
I'm the only member of the public there, right? Because I'm reporting on this story.
Right.
I'm reporting on the story, but I'm also a member of the public because I live in Bar Harbor, right? And we have a kid in the school system. But the wonderful chair turned to me and said, Carrie, do you have a public comment? And I was like in the middle of typing and I looked up and I blurted it out just like you did. I went, oh, God, no. Like, it was so loud and so, like, ridiculously authentic.
That must have made her feel good.
And they all just started laughing so hard. And I was just so horrified. Because I'm like, no. And she's like, but you can. I know you're here as a reporter, but you're a person, too. And I was like, I know, but no. I don't want to. And that is why I have no professionality to my anything.
Oh, you have tons of professionality.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, so anyways, here we go. Sean was asking what this website was that I have up. And one of them is called The Useless Web. And it is a generator that if you go to theuselessweb.com, you click and it takes you to a useless website.
What?
Yeah, and it's supposed to be random. Like, we just did it and we went to the floating QR code. And it's just a QR code that floats
around.
Are
you supposed to scan it and see where it takes you then?
I freaking know. I'm not going to do it.
You got to scan it on your phone.
I'm afraid. Wow. Anyways.
That could be a virus for sure. Or porn.
Oh, God. Okay, so anyways.
Let me scan it, baby.
No, no, no. So the first time I did this, it went to the site called Always Judge a Book by Its Cover. And the tagline is, some books win awards, some win our hearts, and others only serve to confuse.
That's hilarious.
It's amazing. And the very top book on this is what I've named our podcast after, and it's How to Talk to Your Cat about gun safety.
We do have some cats that could use a little talking to.
But seriously, this is like a real thing, and it's a book that somebody published, and it's on Amazon, and you can listen to it on Audible, and it is from the American Association of Patriots Presents. I'm sorry, they present How to Talk to Your Cat About Gun Safety and Abstinence Drugs, Satanism, and Other Dangers That Threaten Their 9 Lives. And it has a picture of this cute little fluffy kitten. It's all gray and little kitten paws and bright blue eyes, and it's reaching out for a gun.
It is.
What kind of gun is that?
Oh, geez, I can't tell. It's some sort of handgun, but I can't really tell in the picture. It looks almost like it might be a Sig Sauer.
And you just want to think, America, when you see this. The author is really Zachary Auburn, and it has 10,517 ratings on Amazon.
Wow.
And 4.5 stars. And the blurb says, long gone are the good old days when a cat's biggest worry were mean dogs or a bath. Modern cat must confront Satanists, online predators, the possibility of needing to survive in a post-apocalyptic wasteland, and countless other threats to their 9 lives. For over 4 decades, the American Association of Patriots have stood at the vanguard of our country's defense by helping to prepare our nation's cat owners for the difficult conversations they dread having with their pets. Written in a simple Q&A format, How to Talk to Your Cat About Gun Safety answers crucial questions such as, what is the right age to talk to my cat about the proper use of firearms? And what are the benefits of my cat living a lifestyle of abstinence? And especially,
why does my cat need to use the internet? Can't he just play with yarn like cats used to do? That sounds pretty funny.
And the final thing is, our country and our cats stand at a precipice. It'll take courage and it will take hard work, but armed with the knowledge within these pages, we can make our cats and America
great again.
Great again. Man, isn't that amazing?
Oh, that was hilarious.
Yeah. It's like number 4 in parody and number 2 in cat, dog, and animal humor.
That's awesome.
I know. I'm very proud of Zachary Auburn.
Nice job.
I know. I know. I'm also a little jealous. But anyways, that's a real book, right? It's a real book.
Yeah, it is.
And there's another Always Judge a Book by Its Cover called Outwitting Squirrels 101. Oh.
This must be a bestseller because that's a freaking hard thing to do.
Yeah, it has cunning stratagems and it has a picture on the cover. It's by Bill Adler Jr. And it has a squirrel in a mustache, the kind that you can roll up.
And a top hat.
And a top hat. And he looks devious.
Is the opening sentence, buy a BB gun?
No, and we don't advocate violence.
I was advocating death.
No, we definitely don't advocate
that. But you gotta eat them. If you're gonna kill them, you must eat them.
Oh, no, no. It's just such a great name for a book. It also has ridiculously high ratings. It is fiction and satire, and it's number 8 in rural life humor. Which is kind of, I didn't even know that was a category on.
It's 83, cat, dog, and animal humor, so yeah, it's right up there with it's not close.
To talk to your cat about gun safety. Yeah,
it's not close. But on Amazon, if you're in the top 100, that's pretty good, right?
I know, right?
For a category?
There's another book out there moving away from animals called, unless you think about the human animal, and it's called Toilet Paper Origami. Delight your guests with fancy folds.
Dude, that's taking the Martha Stewart lifestyle to a whole nother level right there.
The blurb on alwaysjudgeyourbookbycover.com says, whether you're the slow pooper or the kind of person who likes to be prepared for when your phone inevitably runs out of battery and you're left sitting there vulnerably without utilizing the time for something productive.
Oh my word.
Can you imagine?
No.
You're like,
I can't.
Because, like, what are you going to do? You take out the toilet paper you need to use and then make the origami while you're sitting there?
Yeah.
That's a lot of thinking ahead. Like, how do you know how much toilet paper you're going to have to use?
Well, I mean, if it's like the last, if you're looking around, there's no spares and you only have a little bit, do you want to waste that little toilet paper on, or just sit there and twiddle your thumbs and be sure that you have enough toilet paper?
Here's another one, continuing on the toilet theme, and it's "What's Your Poo Telling You?" It's by Josh Richman and Anish Sherth, MD.
And it's all about. Tells me it wants out.
I kind of feel like this is about people in my family would get into. my Grammy Barnard was always like, "Are you regular?" Okay, but is it like once a day or twice a day? Is it every other day? Do you know that some people are regular, but it's only once a week? And what is the consistency?
What? Yeah. The hell?
Yeah.
Those people were eating the.
And so then we also have How to Survive a Garden Gnome Attack.
Oh, that's easy. Get a little bastard right in the face.
Oh. No.
What?
Here's what it says. It's crucial survival information when dealing with one of the world's smallest menaces. I'm going to be even with you on this one. I wasn't until reading this book that I discovered how menacing these little creatures can be. At first you see one, then two, three, five, eight, and just like a Fabanaki tornado of tiny shovels and pickaxes, you'll be on your back foot dealing with a great uprising. You need to nip it in the bud as soon as possible. Identification is the first step to securing you and your family's future. The garden gnome can be a tricky beast, but at the same time, you may find you're often mistaking them for a less aggressive gnome. At the end of the day, the more information you have, the better, which is why this book will come in handy. Have you ever had a garden gnome infestation? Have you ever had to battle a garden gnome?
The most
battle. That'd be hot. That'd be so hot.
What? Battling a tiny little thing?
Oh, dude.
You would find that hot?
Don't underestimate the power of small magical creatures.
Well, maybe tonight we'll bring our gnomie to bed with us.
Oh,
then.
We do have a gnomie. We have a garden gnome in our house.
Yeah. We have more than one gnome in this house, baby.
I never thought about it. They do. They multiply. Once you have one.
Thanks to Amazon.
It's all Amazon's fault. And also, Malcolm Bradbury, speaking of violence, has a brilliant book entitled Eating People is Wrong.
That doesn't have to be violent.
Just.
What if you only eat roadkill people?
I don't know. But then we also have, by F.L. Fowler, a very, very sexy book called 50 Shades.
I love the cover.
Chicken.
That chicken's got the Burt Reynolds pose going on.
Yeah, it's like sideways. Its legs are tied. Its wings are tied. It's a little bondage.
It's definitely in the BDSM. That turkey.
And it says 50 chicken recipes bound to be delicious. If getting hot, and I mean hot, in the kitchen is something you enjoy, then this book is going to be right up your alley. Soon you'll be wowing your mother and grandmother, you, with groovy techniques and quality cuts, with recipes ranging from the tantalizing dripping thighs all the way along the spectrum, covering thighs like mustard-spanked chook. I don't know what that word
means. Me neither.
So yeah, man.
Look at that. Did you see the author's name?
F.L. Fowler.
Fowler.
Fowler. And then they have a couple romances, and I just want to make sure we mention these. We have I Don't Care If My Best Friend's Mom Is a Sasquatch. She's hot, and I'm taking a shower with her.
Nice.
Yeah, that's the book title. That's the book title. And the lady on the cover doesn't look like a Sasquatch at all.
No, not at all.
She looks like beautiful. And then we have Crafting with Cat Hair.
I love it.
Cute handicrafts to make with your cat. They don't know our cat.
I have a pair of cat hair slippers. They're awesome. It's the best way to immortalize your favorite pets when they pass on.
Oh my god. No. You have cat hair slippers because that's how all the fur on the floor gets swept up. It attaches itself to our feet and our socks. And then here, I think this might be your favorite, babe.
I don't do that.
Learning to play with a lion's testicles. It's a real book.
I would never try to play with a lion's testicles.
It's by Melissa Haynes, and it's on Amazon, and it's real. It, quote, eloquently combines both the internal and external challenges the author faces, be it elephants, torrential storms, or the guilt and recovery of a lost loved one. The title is all cheek. Playing with a lion's testicle is, of course, referring to a foolhardy task.
I have played with animals' testicles before, but not the word play. Not played.
What are you admitting?
I've castrated wild hogs. Oh, those are testicles.
That's not playing with it,
though. I know. That's why I said not played.
All right. Are you ready for our last one?
Yeah.
But, .. You're a Horse by David Bussell. And the image on the cover, would you like to describe it?
It's a woman hugging a horse. And the horse has hands. Because the horse's legs, they're like embracing hug.
It's a passionate embrace.
It is.
And her head is tilted.
She's only wearing her night dress. And
the horse is naked. Let's just put it right out there. That horse is not wearing a sweater. That horse is naked.
Most horses are. 50 Shades of Nay. Oh, that's just, like, is that a real book?
It's a real book.
It can't be about bestiality.
It's on Amazon, right? It is only 4 stars, which out of 5 is fantastic,
yeah, not
actually,
bad at
for
all.
David Bussell. And it was featured in The Guardian, The Telegraph, and Comedy Network Central. From internet mischief maker David Bussell comes But You're a Horse, a collection of pranks, anecdotes, and gags that have nothing whatsoever to do with the cover of the book.
That's good.
No, it's not. I think it would be so funny.
To make a horse-woman romance?
Yeah, as a parody. You don't think that would be funny?
Oh, maybe. If you can make it funny.
I mean, people make erotic.
Oh, wait. You can't skip this one.
I don't want to do this one.
I love this one. I've seen it before.
Oh, online. My God.
I'll read the title.
Okay.
Images You Should Not Masturbate To. It says no book in this list has riled up the critics in such a controversial way.
What are these images and why not? Are some of the questions you may ask. But this book is here for a reason, and the first step is understanding that, and the second step is accepting it. It has a picture of a very gray-haired, very naked man standing in the middle of a frozen lake in open water with a giant axe in front of him, and he is swinging down with that axe. The Amazon copy says, choking the chicken, spanking the monkey, airing the orchard.
Orchid, sorry.
Whatever you call it, none of the images in this book will encourage the gentle art of self-pleasure. This deceptively simple and strangely addictive book presents a laugh-out-loud collection of random pictures virtually guaranteed to dampen the urge of even the strongest libido. Maybe they should, like, hand this out.
To where?
You know, like, when you were growing up, weren't they like, masturbation is a sin?
I don't know. If anybody ever said that to me. Oh, I always heard that kind of stuff as a joke.
Oh.
I never paid attention. I tested all the theories.
None of them
are true. Although, I don't know if I'm going to hell yet. But yeah, like, that might be the one that was true.
This, if you had been a child and had this book, this could have been the book that kept you from going to hell.
I probably would have found something in there to masturbate to. If I could find it in a National Geographic, I could probably find it in
everybody, I think, of your age found things in a National Geographic.
Or a Sears catalog.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, man.
Oh, my God.
When you're first learning how to choke the chicken, even a woman in a bra will do it for you.
And there you go. Self-development. Dogs are smart people.
Oh, I've developed. I need the bra to be off now. Dog tip for life. You knew it was coming, baby.
I know, but
you weren't prepared this morning.
It's all just so loud.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Tried to ask Sparty about a tip for this podcast. And he's sleeping on the couch.
Because he's Sparty.
But he did open his eyes and looked at me. And he kind of rolled them.
That does sound like him.
And he's like, I'm not even going to answer your question today, because I'm horribly offended that you would even think about buying a book called Outwitting Squirrels when you have me in the house.
But he's never chased a sprout.
That's why I said, well, you're a fucker.
Johnny!
Because he's never bothered to even bark at a squirrel.
So maybe that's the point. Maybe the thing is, don't bark.
I think Smarty loves squirrels.
Smarty loves everything. Love what you love, man.
I think that's what he's trying to say. Leave my squirrels alone.
Love what you love.
Wait till Pogi meets the squirrels this summer.
I don't want to think about that.
Man, that dog's going to jump all the way up on top of the shed.
It's going to be really bad.
She'll be all over the place.
We'll have no squirrels.
The squirrels hopefully can outrun her, and then she'll get a lot of zoomies in.
Oh, that'd be good. Yeah. She's got zoomies. We hope you get your zoomies out, too. And thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, get your zoomies out. That's a new tip. That's a new, what the hell's it called?
Get your zoomies out?
Get your zoomies out. That's a new, what do you call that?
Masturbation?
No! That's a new term.
Oh,
for masturbation. A new term for masturbation. Get your zoomies out. Go get your zoomies out. All right, baby, give us a shout out.
Hey, the music we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. Who's that artist and what's that song?
I don't know, man.
You do you know?
I do. We've been saying it. It's Summer Spleef by Broke for Free.
And we have extra content all about living happy on the livinghappy.substack.com blog, and it's pretty awesome. And we also have a writing tips podcast called Write Better Now.
They're both awesome.
But our brand new
amazing creepy podcast is Dude No. It's like that. You gotta say it like that.
He does say it like that. It's true crime with an occasional foray into the paranormal and the macabre, and it's awesome. And finally, we have a podcast,
Loving the Strange,
which we stream live
on Carrie's Facebook and Twitter and YouTube on Fridays, but every other Friday.
Every other Friday now, because we're lazy.
So be sure to check her Facebook and Twitter for the dates when we are going to be podcasting live and making fools of ourselves.
Live.
We're going to do a Hot Wings challenge real soon.
Oh, dear God.
And that's always a good one.
Anyways, all my Twitter handles and Facebook handles and blah, blah, blah. It's either Carrie Jones Books or Carrie Jones Book. Carrie with a C-A-R-R-I-E. The end. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share.
And be kind. Be kind to us old people.
Oh, yeah, we can't take that.